The next word is excellent. English. This is an excellent book. Punjabi. A kitab bahut vadiya hai. Breakdown. A. Colon, this, singular, masculine, this word is used to refer to something that is nearby, or already mentioned. Kitab. Colon, book, this is a common noun, meaning a collection of written, or printed pages bound together. Bahut. Colon, very, extremely, this is an adverb used to emphasize the degree of something. Vadiya. Colon, excellent, good, this is an adjective describing the quality of the book. High. Colon, is, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be, used to describe the state of the book. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. In Punjabi, nouns have a gender, and the choice of pronouns, adjectives, and verbs must agree with that gender. In this case, kitab is a masculine noun, so the pronoun a. This is used. Adverbs in Punjabi. Adverbs are used to modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this sentence, bahut modifies the adjective vadiya, indicating a high degree of excellence. Translation: this book is very good. The next word is camp. English. He is camping in the mountains. Punjabi. Upahara de camp la riha hai. Breakdown. He/she/it. Pahara. Mountains, plural. De. On, upon. Camp. Camp. La. To set up. Riha. Is present continuous tense. Ha. This is a sentence ending particle. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the word order is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, while in English it is subject-verb-object, SVO. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun they modify, instead of prepositions like English. For example, in the above sentence, the acts as a postposition. Tense markers. Punjabi uses different endings to mark tense. For instance, the verb la riha indicates the present continuous tense. English. He is camping in the mountains. Punjabi. Upahara de camp la riha hai. The next word is audience. English. The audience is large. Punjabi. Halanprota. Vada. Hai. Breakdown. Halanprota. Vada kuri ki zero di a macron. Hi. Halan rota. Acute rota. Audience, singular, masculine. Vada. Vada kuri ki zero di a macron. Large, masculine, singular. He. Hi. Is, present tense, third person singular, masculine. This sentence utilizes the masculine singular form of the adjective, large, because the noun, audience, is singular, and masculine. The verb, is in the present tense, third person singular, and masculine to agree with the masculine singular noun, audience. The next word is lift. English. The weightlifter lifted the heavy barbell. Punjabi. Vazan chukkan wale ne bhari barbell chukkiya. Vazan chukkan wale ne bhari barbell chukkiya. Breakdown. Vasan chutkan vale. Vasan chutkan vale. Colon, this is a compound noun meaning weightlifter. It's a combination of vasan, vasan, weight, and chutkan, chutkan, lifting, and vale, vale. The one who does knee, knee. Colon, this is the post position that denotes the subject of a verb in Punjabi. Pari, pari. Colon, this means heavy and is an adjective modifying the noun. Barbell, 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 barbell. Colon, this is a borrowed word directly from English. Chukia, chukia. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb. Chukana, chukana. To lift, the at the end of the verb is added for past tense. Key concept: this sentence demonstrates the use of a compound noun, the post position. Ne, ni. To mark the subject, and the past tense of the verb. Chukana, chukana. To lift. It also shows how English words can be directly borrowed into Punjabi. The next word is procedure. English. The doctor explained the procedure for the surgery. Punjabi. Dakatane surgery di. Karavai. Paridasya. Akariki zero di. Akariki che di. Ani sajari di karavai bedasya. Breakdown. Akariki zero di. Akariki che di. Doctor, this is the subject of the sentence, the one performing the action. Ni. /have, this is a grammatical particle used to connect the subject to the verb. Sajari. Surgery, this is the object of the preposition, for, indicating the topic of the procedure. Di. /from, this is a possessive marker, indicating that the procedure belongs to the surgery. Karavai. Procedure, this is the object of the verb, indicating the thing that was explained. Bear. About, this is a preposition that specifies the topic of the explanation. Dasya. Explained, this is the past tense of the verb, to explain. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Notice how the possessive marker die /from agrees in gender with the noun sajari. Surgery, which is feminine. This is an important feature of Punjabi grammar. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like bear, about, instead of prepositions. These follow the noun they modify. Past tense, the verb, dasya, explained, is in the past tense, indicating that the action happened in the past. The next word is long. English, the road is long. Punjabi, sarak lambi hai. Breakdown. Sarak. Sadak. This is the word for road. Lambi. Lambai. This means long and is the feminine form of the adjective. Hair. High. This is the present tense of the verb to be. Key concepts. The word sarak is in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. The word lambi is in the nominative case, agreeing in gender with the subject. The verb have is in the present tense, and agrees in number and gender with the subject. This sentence demonstrates the use of feminine adjectives and present tense verbs in Punjabi. The sentence structure is simple and follows a subject-verb-object pattern, which is common in Punjabi. The next word is email. English. I sent an email to my friend. Punjabi. Main apne dost nu ek email bheja. Breakdown. Main. This is the subject pronoun, I, in Punjabi. It is used to indicate the person performing the action in the sentence. Apne. This is the possessive pronoun, my, in Punjabi. It is used to show that the email belongs to the speaker. Dosat. This is the noun, friend, in Punjabi. It refers to the person who the email is being sent to. Nu. This is the preposition, to, in Punjabi. It is used to indicate the direction of the action, sending the email. Ek. This is the indefinite article, an, in Punjabi. It indicates that the email is one among many. Email. This is the noun, email, in Punjabi. It refers to the electronic message being sent. Pagia. This is the past tense verb, sent, in Punjabi. It shows that the action of sending the email has already happened. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a subject-object-verb word order, which is different from English. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun, instead of prepositions. The verb conjugation changes depending on the tense and the subject of the sentence. The next word is global. English. The world is a global village now. Punjabi.
Sari duniya hunik global pid hai.
Breakdown.
Sari
means all or whole and is used to modify the noun.
Duniya. Duniya
means world and is the subject of the sentence.
Hun
means now and is an adverb of time.
Ek
means one and modifies the noun.
Pid. Global
means global and modifies the noun.
Pid.
To emphasize the interconnected nature of the world.
Pid
means village and is the object of the sentence.
Hair
is the present tense form of the verb, to be, in Punjabi.
Hona,
indicating that the statement is true in the present time. Key concept. The sentence highlights the modern concept of globalization, how the world has become interconnected through technology, trade, and other factors. The next word is struggle. English. He struggled to get up in the morning. Punjabi.
Onu sabaratn which mushkil hoye.
Breakdown.
Onu
equals to him slash her slash it, pronoun, object form of.
O. Sabar
equals morning.
Atn
equals to get up, from sleep.
Which
equals in, within.
Mushkil
equals difficulty, struggle.
Hoye
equals was, past tense of.
Hona,
to be. Key concept. The word
which
is often used in Punjabi to describe the, in, or, within, a particular place, or time. English. He struggled to get up in the morning.
Punjabi. Onu sabaratn which mushkil hoye.
The next word is advertise. English. They advertised their new product on television. Punjabi.
Unhane television. De apne nave utpad da isha bihardita.
Breakdown.
Unha.
They. Ne. Have past tense marker. Television. Television.
De.
On.
Apne.
There.
Nave.
New.
Utapad.
Product.
Da.
Of possessive marker.
Ishadihar.
Advertisement.
Dita.
Gave. Key concepts. This sentence uses the past tense in Punjabi, indicated by the word
ne,
which follows the subject. The word
de
is a postposition in Punjabi meaning on, which is used with the noun
television.
To form a prepositional phrase, the word
da
is a possessive marker, which connects the noun
utapad
product to the pronoun
apne.
There. English. They advertised their new product on television. Punjabi.
Unhane television. De apne nave utapad da isha bihardita.
The next word is select. English. He selected the red apple. Punjabi.
Usane lal seb chuniya.
Breakdown.
Usane.
Usne. He, masculine singular, subject pronoun.
Lal.
Lal.
Red.
Seb.
Seb.
Apple.
Chuniya.
Chunya. Selected, past tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. The Punjabi word
chuniya
is the past tense of the verb
chunana,
which means to select. Notice that the gender of the subject
usane
influences the gender of the verb
chuniya.
English. He selected the red apple. Punjabi.
Usane lal seb chuniya.
The next word is surround. English. The trees surround the house. Punjabi.
Rukh karnu ke adehan.
Breakdown.
Rukh
equals trees, plural.
Kar
equals house.
Nu
equals to, direction.
Ke ade
equals surround.
Hun
equals are. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb to surround, which is
ke ade.
The word
nu
indicates direction. We use
nu
to show the direction of the action.
Hun
is a common ending for present tense verbs in Punjabi. English. The trees surround the house. Punjabi.
Rukh karnu ke adehan.
The next word is extent. English. The river's extent is vast. Punjabi.
Na na fasila mahat bada hai.
Breakdown.
Na.
River.
Na.
Of possessive particle.
Fasila.
Extent, distance.
Bahut.
Very.
Bada.
Big, large.
High.
Is. Key concepts.
Na.
Is a common possessive particle used after a noun to indicate possession or belonging.
Fasila
is a word that signifies both distance and extent. The context clarifies which meaning is intended. English: the river's extent is vast. Punjabi: Na na fasila bahut bada hai. The next word is river. English: the river flows through the valley. Punjabi: Nadi vadi vich aur vagadi hai. Breakdown: Nadi. Nadi, this is the Punjabi word for river. It is a feminine noun. Vadi. Vadi, this is the Punjabi word for valley. It is a feminine noun. Vichor. Vichon, this is a postposition that means through. It indicates movement. Vagadi. Vagdi, this is the present continuous tense of the verb to flow. Vagana. Vagna. It is conjugated in the feminine form because the noun river is feminine. Hair. Hi, this is the present tense of the verb to be. It is used as a copula to link the subject river to the predicate flows through the valley. Key concepts: gender agreement. Punjabi nouns have grammatical gender. Verbs and adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions to indicate location and direction. Present continuous tense. The present continuous tense in Punjabi is formed by using the present participle of the verb and adding the auxiliary verb to be. Translation: the river flows through the valley. The next word is annual. English: the annual festival is a time for family and friends to gather. Punjabi: Varhavar Diohar Parivarate Dosatanu Ikate Honda Samahuda Hai. Breakdown: Varhavar. This word means annual and is a compound word composed of Varha, year, plus Var, times. It literally means year times or yearly. The Var ending is similar to the English lie and often refers to frequency or regularity. Diohar. This means festival or holiday. Parivar. This means family. It can refer to immediate family or the extended family. Ate. This is the conjunction, and Dosata. This is the plural form of the word friend. The Kanan. Ending pluralizes many nouns. Nu. This is the postposition to. It often connects the subject to the action. Ikate. This means together. It is an adjective here. Horn. This is the verb to be. Da. This is the possessive marker of or s. Sama. This means time. This sentence is in the simple present tense, and the subject is Diohar. Festival. English: the annual festival is a time for family and friends to gather. Punjabi: Varhavar Diohar Parivarate Dosatanu Ikate Honda Samahuda Hai. The next word is fully. English: he fully understands the lesson. Punjabi: Upat Puri Tarha Samajada Hai. Breakdown: Uh. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Part. Lesson, masculine noun. Puri. Fully, completely, adjective, feminine singular. Tarha. Way, manner, feminine noun. Samajada. Understands, verb, present tense, third person singular masculine. Hair. Is copula, present tense. The sentence uses the feminine form of
puri
because it is modifying the feminine noun
darha.
The use of
hair
at the end of the sentence indicates that the subject is masculine. Key concepts. The use of the copula
hair
to connect the subject and the predicate. The use of the adjective
puri
to modify the noun
darha.
The use of the masculine singular verb form
samajada
because the subject is masculine. English: he fully understands the lesson. Punjabi:
oh part puri darha samajada hai.
The next word is between. English: the book is between the two pencils. Punjabi:
kitab do pehna sila de vich akar hai.
Breakdown:
kitab,
kitab, book, feminine,
do,
to,
pehna sila,
pensilan, pencils, plural, feminine,
de,
the, of, possessive marker for feminine nouns,
vichkar,
between,
hair,
high, is, present tense, singular, feminine. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, which affects the choice of articles and verbs. In this sentence,
kitab
is feminine, so we use the feminine forms of
de
and
hair.
Plural. Punjabi nouns have distinct plural forms, as seen in
pehna sila.
Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, words that come after the noun, instead of prepositions, words that come before the noun. In this sentence,
vichakar
functions as a postposition. English: the book is between the two pencils. Punjabi:
kitab do pehna sila de vichakar hai.
The next word is contrast. English: the new car contrasts sharply with the old one. Punjabi:
naiga akariki punjbi I makron pura naiga akariki punjbi I makron alvadi virod kadi hai.
Breakdown:
naiga akariki punjbi I makron.
New car.
Nay.
New.
Da akariki punjbi I makron.
Car.
Purani da akariki punjbi I makron.
Old car.
Purani.
Old.
Da akariki punjbi I makron.
Car.
Now.
With, this word is commonly used to denote comparisons, and can be translated to, with, than, or, against, depending on the context.
Vadi.
Greatly.
Virod kadi high.
Contrasts.
Virod.
Contrast, opposition, difference. Kadi high. Does, makes, the verb, to do, conjugated in the present tense in the feminine form as the subject is.
Da akariki punjbi I makron.
Which is feminine in Punjabi. Key concepts. The word
virod
is crucial to understanding the concept of contrast in Punjabi. It implies a strong difference or opposition between two things. The use of
now
highlights the comparison being made between the two cars. The verb kadihai is a common verb in Punjabi and indicates an action being performed. Translation: the new car contrasts sharply with the old one. The next word is roll. English: the ball rolled down the hill. Punjabi:
ged pahari to heta lurak gayi.
Breakdown:
ged
gend. This is the Punjabi word for ball.
Pahari:
pahari. This is the Punjabi word for hill.
Do:
turn. This is a preposition meaning from. It indicates the starting point of the rolling action.
Heta:
heathen. This is an adverb meaning down. It indicates the direction of the rolling action.
Lurak:
lurak. This is the past tense of the verb to roll. It describes the action of the ball.
Gai:
gai. This is a past tense marker, indicating that the action of rolling has already happened. It translates to went. Key concepts: prepositions like
to,
from, and
heta,
down, are important in Punjabi as they show relationships between words. Verbs like
lurak,
rolled, convey the action in the sentence. Past tense markers like
gai,
went, show that the action happened in the past. English: the ball rolled down the hill. Punjabi:
ged pahari to heta lurak gayi.
The next word is reality. English: reality is often disappointing. Punjabi:
haqeeqat aksar nirashajanak hoti hai.
Breakdown: haqeeqat, reality, noun, feminine.
Aksar,
often, adverb.
Nirashajanak,
disappointing, adjective, feminine.
Hoti hai
is verb, present tense, third person singular, feminine. Key concepts: gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives and verbs must agree in gender with the noun they modify. The noun
haqeeqat
is feminine, so the adjective
nirashajanak
and the verb hoti hai are also feminine. Word order: the typical word order in Punjabi sentences is subject-object-verb, SOV. In this sentence, the subject is
haqeeqat.
The object is implied, disappointment, and the verb is
hoti hai.
English: reality is often disappointing. Punjabi:
haqeeqat aksar nirashajanak hoti hai.
The next word is photograph. English: he took a photograph of the beautiful scenery. Punjabi:
usne sundar nazare di photo khichi.
Breakdown:
usne.
This is the third person singular masculine form of the verb to take in the past tense. It translates to he in English.
Sundar:
this is an adjective meaning beautiful.
Nazare:
this is a noun meaning scenery.
Di:
this is a possessive particle that indicates ownership or belonging. It translates to of in English.
Photo:
this is a noun meaning photograph.
Kichi:
this is the past tense of the verb to take a photograph. It translates to took in English. Key concepts: the sentence uses the past tense of the verb
to take a photograph, which is kichi. The sentence also uses the possessive particle ni to indicate that the photograph is of the scenery. English: he took a photograph of the beautiful scenery. Punjabi: usne sundar nazare di photo khichi. The next word is artist. English: he is a great artist. Punjabi: oh ik vadhiya kalakar hai. Breakdown: oh he slash she slash it, pronoun for third person singular. Ik: a slash an, indefinite article. Vadhiya: good slash great slash excellent, adjective. Kalakar: artist, noun. Hai: is, verb, present tense, third person singular. Key concepts: gender neutrality. Punjabi uses the same pronoun oh for both he and she when referring to a singular person. Word order: the basic word order in Punjabi is subject verb object SVO, which is similar to English. Articles: Punjabi often uses indefinite articles. Ik: for singular nouns, especially in a general sense. Adjective placement: adjectives typically come before the noun they modify, similar to English. English: he is a great artist. Punjabi: oh ik vadhiya kalakar hai. The next word is conflict. English: the conflict between the two groups led to violence. Punjabi: hi, do, hi, dodge, hi, bruha, hi, vich, hi, jagda, hi, himsa, hi, tak, hi, puch, hi, jaya, hi. Breakdown: hi, do, hi, to, hi, dodge, hi, others, hi, bruha, hi, groups, hi, vich, hi, between, hi, jagda, hi, conflict. Argument: hi, himsa, hi, violence, hi, tak, hi, till, until, hi, push, hi, to reach, to arrive, hi, jaya, hi, past tense marker. Key concepts: postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions like hi, which, hi, between, instead of prepositions like between in English. Word order: the word order in Punjabi can be different from English. In this sentence, the subject, hi, jagda, hi, comes after the verb, hi, puch, hi. Past tense: the past tense marker, hi, jaya, hi, is used to indicate that the conflict happened in the past. Translation: the conflict between the two groups led to violence. The next word is entire. English: the entire class is present today. Punjabi: hi, aj sar kellas, hi, hazri, hi, r, hi. Breakdown: hi, aj, hi, today, hi, sar, hi, entire, whole, all, hi, kellas, hi, class, hi, hazri, hi, presence, attendance, hi, r, hi, is, present. Key concepts: Punjabi frequently uses postpositions, words that come after the noun they modify. Here, hi, hazri, hi, is a postposition, meaning, in attendance, and is modifying the noun, hi, kellas, hi. Punjabi frequently uses the word, hi, r, hi, to indicate the present tense. The sentence literally translates to: today all, the, class is in attendance. English: the entire class is present today. Punjabi: hi, aj sar kellas, hi, hazri, hi, r, hi. The next word is presence. English: his presence was felt in the room. Punjabi: kamare vich usne hazri mehsoos kiti gayi. Breakdown: kamare, kamar, room,
masculine singular. Which. In, within, postposition. Also the. Us the. His, her, possessive pronoun. Hazardy. Hardry. Presence. Mahesus. Mesus. Felt, past participle. Kiti. Kiti. Done, past tense of. Corona. Kana. To do. Gai. Die. Went, past tense of. Jana. Jana. To go. Key concepts. Punjabi is an agglutinative language, meaning words are formed by adding suffixes and prefixes to a base word. This is evident in the construction of Mahesus Kiti. Mesus Kiti. Felt done, the postposition. Which is used to indicate location and follows the noun it modifies. Kama. Room, the sentence structure is subject-verb-object, SVO, like English. The use of the past participle. Mahesus. Mesus. Felt, with the past tense verb. Kiti. Kiti. Done, is a common way to express a passive voice in Punjabi. English, his presence was felt in the room. Punjabi. Kamare vichu sadi hazari mahesus kiti gai. The next word is crowd. English, the crowd was very large. Punjabi. Lokadi peer bahut vadisi. Breakdown. Loka. Lokan. This is the plural form of Lok. Lok. Which means people. It is used here to indicate the group of people in the crowd. The. This is the feminine possessive particle in Punjabi. It connects the word peer. Bead. Crowd with the word. Loka. Lokan. People, and indicates that the crowd belongs to the people. Peer. Read. This means, crowd. It is a noun in the sentence. Bahut. Bahut. This means, very. It is an adverb in the sentence modifying the adjective. Vadi. 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 This means big slash large. It is an adjective in the sentence describing the crowd. See. See. This means was and marks the past tense of the sentence. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The. The helps to show possession or belonging. Plural form. Loka. Lokan. This shows that there are multiple people in the crowd. Adjective. Vadi. Vadi. Describes the size of the crowd. Adverb. Bahut. Bahut. Modifies the adjective. Vadi. Vadi. Past tense. See. See. Indicates that the action happened in the past. English. The crowd was very large. Punjabi. Lokadi peer bahut vadi si. The next word is corner. English. The corner of the building is broken.
Punjabi. Imarat da kona tuttia holia hai.
Breakdown.
Imarat.
Imarat.
Building. Da.
Da.
Possessive particle of the kona.
Kona.
Kona. Tuttia.
To a kuriki chedi, a kuriki chedi, aya.
Broken. Hoya.
Hoya.
Past participle of.
Hona.
To be. Key concepts.
Gender agreement.
In Punjabi, nouns have grammatical genders.
Imarat.
Building is feminine. So the possessive particle,
the,
of the, is used. Past participle,
tuttia.
Broken, is a past participle, which is used to form a perfect tense.
English, the corner of the building is broken.
Punjabi. Imarat da kona tuttia holia hai.
The next word is feel.
English. I feel happy today.
Punjabi.
Mainu aaj khushi mehsoos ho rahi hai.
Breakdown.
Mainu.
To me, dative case, object of the verb.
Aaj.
Today.
Khushi.
Happiness.
Mehsoos.
To feel, verb, present participle. Means, being felt.
Ho.
To be, present participle.
Rahi.
Present participle of, to be, showing ongoing action, feminine singular, agreeing with the subject.
Ha.
Is, third person, singular, present tense of verb, to be.
Key concept.
Punjabi verbs can show ongoing action, continuous aspect, by using a present participle.
The present participle of to be is used along with another verb, in this case, feel, to show the action as continuous.
The present participle of to be, in this case,
rahi,
must agree with the subject in gender and number.
English translation.
I feel happy today.
Punjabi translation.
Mainu aaj khushi mehsoos ho rahi hai.
The next word is gas.
English. The car ran out of gas.
Punjabi.
Gaddi da petrol khatam ho gaya.
Breakdown.
Gaddi.
Gaddi.
Car.
Da.
Da.
Possessive particle, meaning, of.
Petrol.
Petrol.
Gasoline, petrol.
Khatam.
Khatam.
Finished, ended.
Ho.
Ho.
Auxiliary verb, meaning, became.
Gaya.
Jaya.
Past tense particle. Indicating completion of the action.
Key concepts.
The
is a possessive particle, similar to, of, in English.
Ho gaya
indicates that the action is finished.
Petrol
is the Punjabi word for gasoline, or petrol.
English. The car ran out of gas.
Punjabi.
Gaddi da petrol khatam ho gaya.
The next word is shift.
English. The worker shifted the heavy box.
Punjabi.
Kame ne pari sanduk nu shipat kita.
Breakdown.
Kame.
The worker, masculine.
Ne.
Has slash did, indicates past tense, masculine subject.
Party.
Heavy.
Sunduk.
box. New. To slash towards object marker. See hardy put. Shift, verb, past tense. Kita. Done slash made, past tense, masculine subject. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Punjabi verbs and some adjectives agree in gender with their subjects. Kam, worker, is masculine, so the verb, kita, is also masculine. Object marker. The word, nu, marks the direct object of the verb. Past tense. The past tense is indicated by the verb endings, ni, and, kita. English. The worker shifted the heavy box. Punjabi. Kame ne pari sunduk nu shepat kita. The next word is net. English. The net is strong. Punjabi. Jao mazbat hai. Breakdown. Jao. This is the word for net in Punjabi. It's a common word and easy to remember. Mazbat. This means strong. It's a useful word to learn because it can be applied to many things, not just nets. Hi. This is the Punjabi word for is. It's a very common word that you will see and hear often. It is the present tense of the verb to be. This sentence uses the simple present tense, which is a basic tense in Punjabi. The structure is simple. Subject plus verb plus object. You can use this sentence as a base to learn other things related to nets or strength. For example, you could say, Jao kam the high. The net is weak. Jao kisi ni todia. Someone broke the net. Jao bahut kab sarat high. The net is very beautiful. By practicing these phrases, you can learn more about the Punjabi language and culture. The next word is category. English. This book belongs to the category of fiction. Punjabi. A kitab kahaniyan di high shreni. Vichayon di high. Breakdown. A. This. Kitab. Book. Kahaniyan. Stories. The. Of. Possessive marker. Shreni. Category. Which. In. Aondi. Comes. Present tense. Hi. Is. Present tense. The sentence uses the word. Shreni. To convey the concept of category. Shreni refers to a classification or division within a larger group. The sentence uses the preposition which to show that the book belongs within the category of fiction. English. This book belongs to the category of fiction. Punjabi. A kitab kahaniyan di shreni vichayon di high. The next word is secretary. English. The secretary is writing a letter. Punjabi. Sakatar ek patar likh raha hai. Breakdown. Sakatar. Sakta means secretary. This is a noun, and is in the subject position of the sentence. Ik. Ik means one or a, and is used before the noun. Patr. To indicate one letter. Patr. Patha means letter, and is the object of the verb. Likriha hai. Likriha hai. Likraha hai means, is writing, and is the present continuous tense of the verb. Likhna. Likhna, which means, to write. The present continuous tense is used to indicate that the action is ongoing. Note. The word order is subject-object-verb, which is the typical word order in Punjabi. The hai hai ending of the verb. Likriha hai. Likraha hai indicates the masculine singular form. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is used to indicate an ongoing action. English. The secretary is writing a letter. Punjabi. Saka Darikpa Darikriha hai. The next word is defense. English. The soldiers bravely defended their country. Punjabi. Sipahiya ne apne desh ki bahaduri naal rakhiya kiti. Breakdown. Sipahiya. Colon, this is the plural form of Sipahi, which means soldier. Note the pluralization of soldier is done by adding a at the end. Ne. Colon, this is the by particle and is required in Punjabi for the subject to do something. For example, I eat would be Mekadaha. I might am Apane. Colon, this is the possessive, our, or, their. The context provides the correct meaning. Desh. Colon, means country. The. Colon, this is the possessive marker for country, which is feminine in Punjabi. The possessive marker for masculine words would be the Bahaduri. Colon, this means bravery or courage. Nal. Colon, this means with. Rakhiya. Colon, this means protection or defense. Kiti. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb to do. Key concepts. Possessive markers. These are required in Punjabi to show possession. The masculine, the feminine, and the plural. Pluralization. In this case, the plural for Sipahi. Soldier is Sipahiya. There are many ways to pluralize words in Punjabi. Particles. These are words that add grammatical meaning, for example, ne, by, and nal. With translation, the soldiers by their country's bravery protection did. The next word is quick. English. He quickly finished his work. Punjabi. Upane apana kan jaladi khatam kita. Breakdown. Upane. This is the short form of Usane. He slash she, and means he. The use of the short form is common in informal speech. Apana. This means, his or her slash their own. It emphasizes that the work belongs to him. Kan. This means, work. Jaladi. This means, quickly. Khatam. This means, finished. Kita. This is the past tense of the verb, to do. Key concept. The sentence uses the past tense of the verb. Karana. To do. Kita. Did, to indicate that the action has already happened. English. He quickly finished his work. Punjabi. Upane apana kan jaladi khatam kita. The next word is cook. English. She cooks food for the family. Punjabi. Uparivar lai khana pakaudi hai. Breakdown. She slash he. This is a pronoun, which acts as the subject of the sentence. It is in the third person singular, meaning it refers to a single person, who is not the speaker, or the person being spoken to.
Parivar. Parivar. Family. This is a noun, and the object of the preposition. Lai. Lai. For. Lai. Lai. For. This is a preposition that shows the purpose or benefit of the action. It connects the noun.
Parivar.
Parivar. To the verb. Pakaudihe. Pakontihai.
Karna.
Karana. Food. This is a noun, and the object of the verb.
Pakaudihe.
Pakontihai.
Pakaudihe.
Pakontihai. Cooks. This is a verb in the present tense. The ending. He. Hi. Indicates that the subject is female, the verb is in the present tense, and that the action is happening now. Important tip. Punjabi verbs change based on the gender of the subject. The ending. He. Hi. Is used for female subjects in the present tense. Remember this. English. She cooks food for the family. Punjabi.
Upparivar lai karna pakaudi hai.